The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Golden Bay Studio. This is Fresh FM. This show is called Friday Focus, and it's every second Friday. I'd like to welcome to the studio my mum, Betty. Say hi, Mum.
Hello.
She didn't realise that she's going to be the star of the show today. Anyway, this show is kindly sponsored by Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite, and if you'd like to get some dolomite, why don't you give them a call, 525-9843, and you can ask for Ross. He'll see you right about dolomite. If you don't know what dolomite is, it's a great soil conditioning type of fertilizer. It's got good levels of magnesium, good levels of calcium, great for your base saturations and getting your soil correct and up and at them. Anyway, on with the show. So yeah, welcome, Betty Manson.
Thank you.
Grew up in Takaka. Where did you grow up, Mum?
At Clifton.
In Clifton. Yeah, what was that like in those days?
Out in the country.
Yeah.
Went to Motupipi School.
Motupipi School, yeah, and then high school.
Yes.
Down here, the Takaka High School. It was called something different then, wasn't it? Wasn't it just called high school, or was it Takaka District School or something?
Takaka High School.
Yeah, Takaka High School. What was school like in those days? They had, like, different things, didn't they? There's professional or commercial or...
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
About two different grades you could take.
Different streams and things, eh? Yeah. And so after school, you became a teacher.
Yes.
And came back here and then taught at Motupipi School. What other teachers would we all know, people listening on the air in Golden Bay, if they were listening, what teachers were around in those days that they might remember?
I can't remember. It's a long time ago.
Can't remember, yeah. Mrs. Edmondson, she was around then, wasn't she?
Kath? She was before me.
Yeah.
Or, no, after me, Kath.
Oh, no, she must have been before. She taught me at primary school.
Well, maybe she was before, plus, and after.
Yeah.
Kath.
Yeah, she was definitely around, wasn't she?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, Mum likes music too, and she likes Neil Diamond, so here's our first Neil Diamond song of the day.
Ooh, wow.
Wow.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more of gold. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time. song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no question. Ba 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 ba.
Yeah, good old Neil Diamond. You've seen him before live, haven't you? I remember you saw him once live. In fact, all of our despair, you were on the TV, on the news, because there was this concert was on, and I remember on the news, and then they interviewed these two ladies that had just been there, and one was Mum and her friend, Sandra, who'd gone to see, and we were all cringing at home, as these two ladies flushed as anything after the concert. And I seem to recall Mum you saying something like, "Oh, he's so handsome."
Sounds good.
Sounds good, yeah. Something like that.
I love his songs.
Yeah, I know you love his songs. You've been to see a few bands in your life, haven't you? Big bands and things. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen, Rolling Stones, Rod Stewart.
Oh, yes, lots of them.
Yeah, lots of them, eh? Mm. Any favourite that you...
Been lucky.
...that you can think of?
Oh, most of them.
Most of them, yeah. And musical shows too. You've seen all the big musicals, Cats and Les Miserables.
Yep, we have.
Yeah, sometimes multiple times, eh? You've seen some things a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And in all sorts of different places. I know, exactly. very lucky. Okay, well, I guess we better get on with this show. You don't sound like you're going to give me any top useful information that we didn't know before. So we'll just continue on with some heavy metal tricks. Yeah.
thanks for joining us tonight.
It's my great pleasure to be with you, and good evening.
Now, you're an advisor to the European Central Bank.
Yes, I am. I'm one of many. They have many advisors.
What is the European Central Bank exactly?
Well, effectively, it's the central banking entity of the European Union, Brian. It's in Frankfurt.
Mm. Can you explain the current crisis you're dealing with?
Yes, which particular current crisis? We've got a few current
crises. Well, the banking system in Cyprus. I mean,
oh, yes,
another
all right.
Bailout.
Well, have a look at that. That's the way that it operates, Brian.
What's this?
This is a flowchart to demonstrate how the banking system in Cyprus works.
But it's in Russian.
Yes, the Cypriot banking system uses the Cyrillic alphabet, Brian. That's why there are pictures.
Ah, right. Put the money in here, where this
That's
arrow
what
is.
The depositors yeah. have needed to do, yes, yeah. indeed.
I see there's a spin cycle here.
There is a spin cycle on the Cypriot banking system, yes.
Is that standard?
It is with that model, yes.
Mm. So I presume this is to dry out the money?
Yes, yep. to dry the money out,
after
Brian.
It's been washed?
Well, after the rinse cycle has been completed.
So what you're saying is the money in the Cypriot banking system isn't from Cyprus?
Well, there isn't any money in the Cypriot banking system, Brian. That's the central problem we're dealing with.
The money that used to be there, of course, was from Russia.
That was from Russia, indeed, yes.
So what did the Cypriot banking system do with the money from the Russians?
Well, the Cypriot banking system then invested that money, Brian.
Whereabouts?
In Greece.
Russians wouldn't have been all that happy with that, would they?
The Russians have managed to contain their delight admirably to date, Brian, yes.
And how much money has been lost? The lot, I suppose.
Well, 100 times the lot. I mean, they've lost miles more than the lot, Brian.
Mm. So what does the Cypriot economy need?
Well, they claimed that they needed $15 billion.
That's but don't they need to reform their banking system?
They do, indeed they do, Brian, and that was a precondition. We've given them $10 billion and they need to get the other $5 billion themselves. They need to get that...
How are they going to do that?
Well, they need to get that, Brian, from their depositors. From the Cypriots.
They'd be pleased too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, there's widespread approval, Brian, being expressed on the streets of Nicosia every night at the moment.
They then shut down half their banking system.
They do. They've got then two banks. They've got a good bank and a bad bank.
And they put good business in the good bank.
That's right. And the bad bank, Brian, that's buried at sea in a lead-lined container.
So what are the Russian depositors doing?
Well, they're leaving the Cypriot banking system in their droves, Brian. I mean,
you can
hear them. There is an enormous exodus of Russian money.
As they're leaving Cyprus.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, what does it sound like?
Swiss.
Sorry, what was that?
Switzerland.
Are you saying Switzerland? Switzerland.
Time now for John Clark and Brian Dean.
Ball.
know you're gonna come running back to me. You see, I know you're hurt, man, but you're still gonna come.
That this gig appears to be being filmed, but it's not. So if you're watching this on television, this isn't actually happening.
I take off my clothes with you, but I'm not naked underneath. finish me. Birds in perspex, come alive, come alive. Kaleidopeds and xylophones, play backwards in a broken street. Unless, of course, you ask for it. Birds in perspex, come alive, come alive.
Fresh FM, we're broadcasting from the Golden Bay studio. The show kindly sponsored by Solly's Golden Bay Dolomite. Solly's based, of course, over in Golden Bay, but they've got a yard in Nelson. They've got trucks all over the country. If you'd like to get hold of them for some trucking or some dolomite, 525-9843. Give them a call, and thanks, Solly, for sponsoring the show. I've got just hanging with me in the studio today, my mum, Betty. Hi, Mum.
Hello, Marky.
How you going?
Good.
Good. You enjoying the show so far?
Yes, very good.
Oh, awesome.
Listening to music.
Yep. Hanging out. You've had a long and productive life. Married for 50 years?
Something like that.
Yeah. What's your secret?
Hanging in there.
Compromise. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, hanging in there. What about just generally, what's your secret for being a fit and healthy individual at 78 or 9 or whatever you are?
Well, keeping going.
Just keeping going. Mm. Eating well.
Walking.
Yep, walking.
Mm. Walking a dog.
Yep.
Dogs are good for you.
Dogs are good for you. Good, good to pet, good to watch.
Yes, yes.
Good to do things with. What about your diet? What's your diet been over your life?
Always good.
Always good, yeah.
Mm.
What's your favourite?
I was a vegetarian for my teenage years and first few years of marriage.
Were you?
Mm.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that because you didn't know how to cook meat, or is that because you didn't?
No, I didn't want to eat meat because it was from animals.
Yeah.
I liked animals.
And you liked animals, yeah.
Mm. So once I found out that, that was the end of meat for me for about 15 years.
Yeah.
20 years, probably.
Yeah, no, I didn't realise that. So what did you eat then? What was, in those days, vegetarianism was probably unusual.
Well, it was. All vegetables, just vegetables.
Yeah, just the vegetables. Mm. Yeah, because your mum and dad always had a great vegetable patch, didn't they?
Yeah, they did have a good vegetable patch.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's your secret for growing good vegetables?
Well, lots of natural fertiliser.
Yeah, cow poo.
Cow poo and stuff.
Straw.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what are you up to for at the moment? What's going on for Betty Manson in the world?
Oh, just keeping fit and well.
Yep.
Certainly keeping fit is important for me.
Keeping that dog walking.
The dog, yes.
Yep.
Walk every day.
Oh, no. Where's your favourite place to go for a walk?
Oh, we love it at the beach, both of us.
Yep.
And I like it on going up hills.
Oh, yeah. I bet the dog doesn't like going up hills.
Oh, she doesn't mind it.
No.
No, she loves it too.
Oh, okay.
Especially if it's new country.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Maybe we'll go to the beach tomorrow.
Yeah, it's good.
Sounds like a good time. Yeah. Okay, well, on with the show. We're broadcasting from Golden Bay Studio, as I said. And the show is it's replayed next week. So next Friday you'll hear this replayed. If you're hearing it next Friday, don't wait till the week after. Just listen. And the week after will be a new one. And it will all turn out perfectly. Anyway, on with the normal nonsense that we play around here. Hopefully this one isn't too raucous, but we'll find out. It does build up, I know that.
barber shop.
That's what it says.
You're not serious, Ernie.
Oh, of course I'm serious.
But Ernie, you're no barber.
What do you mean I'm no barber?
You're no barber.
I got myself a barber pole.
So?
I've got a pair of barber scissors and a barber comb. And I got a barber mirror.
Yeah.
And so I'm a barber.
Yeah, but Ernie, you've never given anyone a haircut even.
Well, that's true. But I'm about to give someone a haircut.
You mean you found some poor dingling, someone so dumb, someone so stupid.
Bert, sit down, please.
No, sure. Someone so stupid that he's going to let you cut his hair?
Oh, you bet, Bert. There we go. There.
Wait a minute. Ernie, you are not going to cut my hair.
Oh, please, Bert. You must sit still while the barber
Ernie,
is cutting
your
hair.
Ernie, you're not going
to cut my hair. Sit down, Bert.
No, wait, now, Ernie, come on. Are you sure you know what you're
Don't
doing, Ernie?
Don't worry about it, Bert. I know what I'm doing. Oh, of course.
Oh, boy.
Sure, I know all about barbering.
Not too much off the top, okay?
Don't you worry about it, Bert.
And I like my hair long, Ernie.
You'll love it when I finish with it.
Okay, make sure that
when
I like it.
Finish with it, you won't recognize yourself.
Hey, come on now. Don't cut it too short, okay?
Oh, no, it won't be too short, Bert.
Okay.
Because one of the nice things about hair is it grows back again after you cut it down. You know, that's one of the great things about hair.
Yeah?
It's really sort of amazing when you think about it,
Look,
you know?
Ernie, I haven't got all day, you know?
Okay, well, I'm almost finished here. Clippity-clip, clippity-clip-clip-clip. Okay, and there we are, all finished.
Yeah, can I get up now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well?
There you go. Well, what?
Well, you know, how do I look?
Well, you look with your eyes, Bert.
Oh, Ernie, come on now. Where's the mirror, huh? Where's the mirror?
Oh, you don't want to look at yourself in the mirror, Bert.
Of course I want to look at myself in the mirror.
Oh, no, you don't.
Where's the mirror? Come on.
Well, okay.
Where's the mirror?
Let's see. Here's the mirror here. Take a look.
Ernie?
Hmm?
I'm bald.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Bert.
You wouldn't say that? No, but it's true!
Well, I know it's true. I just wouldn't say it, Bert.
You cut all my hair off!
Well, yes, I'm sorry about that.
Ernie!
But remember, it will grow back again, you know.
My hair!
That's one of the great things about hair, you know.
It'll take a month for my hair to grow back, Ernie.
A whole month?
A whole month! What are you going to do about it?
Bert, what? I have just a thing for you. Just a second.
Oh, my hair!
Here you go, Bert.
What is that, a book?
Mm-hmm.
A book won't make my hair grow faster.
No, but it'll give you something to do while you're waiting.
Ernie!
No.
Check the guys rock record. I bring out have got to be relevant to today's sort of mentality. Yeah. I don't mean talking about Greenpeace or all that, I mean talking about actually people's sort of environment and stuff like that. So, like, telephone thing, and the next one will be about car parking and how hard it is to park and stuff. You know. It's like if you take rap, for instance, you know, people go on about all these things about how certain rap groups are bad. But I actually find rap music is the most literate music I've heard for years, you know. I mean, they're saying a lot more than Dire Straits ever said. And they're saying a lot more than 50% of the independent charts. But they get criticised for it. Say, for instance, Britain, it's very keen on the revolution going behind the Iron Curtain, you know, but British people have always been, seem to me, dedicated to giving all the freedoms away. Like, they're all sort of lecturing about bloody Romania and Russia and that, and yet they're British people are always dedicated to, you know, giving all their basic freedoms away, the freedoms which my generation's fought for, which all my grandfather fought for. And they're just like, all Parliament seems to meet to do is to give our basic freedoms away, our civil rights and everything, which is what people all over the world are fighting for. You know, in a way, maybe they're a bit spoiled. We do make deliberate decisions to alienate people a lot of the time.
What do you mean by that?
No, because, you know, you've got to be very careful. We never wanted to be a rock band, you know, we never wanted to be any sort of band, you know. We never wanted to be an art rock band, we never wanted to be a student band, we never wanted to be a sort of lumpen proletariat band, you know. I just think the old fact of marketing groups is ridiculous, you know, because it dates very fast. You know, we're always portrayed as scruffy and stuff like that. But in fact, we're fashion-wise, we're always about 3 years ahead of everybody.
John Lennon was nowhere until Snope mentioned him.
Thank you. Okay, here you go, Bert, old buddy.
Good, good.
Now, you see, this right here is your delicious glass of ice-cold grape juice.
Right.
And this one here is my delicious glass of ice-cold grape juice. And this one right here is your delicious piece of cheese, Bert, cheese, sausage, anchovy, and pepperoni pizza,
yeah,
you see?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This one right here is my delicious piece of cheese, sausage, anchovy, and pepperoni pizza, you see? So, ready to eat, Bert?
No, Ernie. No, I'm...
What, is something wrong, Bert?
Yeah, something is very wrong, Ernie.
What's that?
I tell you what, put that pizza down, please, and just take a look. Take a look at my glass of grape juice.
Yes, Bert.
Now take a look at your glass of grape juice.
Yes, Bert.
Now take a look at my plate of pizza.
Your plate of pizza.
Now take a look at your plate of pizza.
And my plate of pizza.
Yeah.
Yes, Bert. So?
So?
It all looks delicious, Bert. Do you mind if I eat?
No, yes, I do mind, Ernie. Ernie?
Hmm?
Yes, I do mind, you see,
what?
Because you have much more pizza on your plate than I have on my plate, and you have much more grape juice in your glass than I have in my glass. I wonder how that happened, Ernie.
Oh. Gee, Bert, you mean that I have more pizza here.
Yeah.
And I have more grape juice there.
There you're getting it.
Is that what you mean, Bert?
That's exactly what I mean, Ernie. I have less pizza than you have, and I have less grape juice than you have. I have less, and you have more.
Oh. Hey, Bert, that's very easy to fix, Bert.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Bert.
Okay,
listen, I can take care of that.
Okay. Ernie, I don't mean fix it that way. Hey, don't eat all that Ernie!
And no, just a second, Bert.
Ernie, that's fixing it. Is that your idea of fixing it, Ernie? Huh?
There you go, Bert. See that? See that? Now it's all done. It's all fixed.
Oh.
See? Now look at your plate, and look at my plate, and look at your glass, and look at my glass.
I don't understand.
See? Now look. No, just a second. Now you see, now you have more delicious grape juice. You see that? And I have less delicious grape juice. You see? And you have more delicious pizza.
Yeah.
And I have less delicious pizza. You see that, Bert?
Yeah.
But matter of fact, Bert.
But Ernie.
Wait a second, that's not right. You know, you shouldn't have more and I have less.
But Ernie, you just ate
I think I better fix that.
But you just drank.
I better eat some of yours, Bert.
But Ernie,
and I'll drink some of your grape juice here first.
You had your grape and you had your pizza and
here we go. And now let's see. Now I better eat a little bit of your pizza here to make that even, don't you think?
Enjoy it, Ernie.
Oh! the times they go.
Life's so bright, life's so low.
Remains the same, the ebb and flow.
Life's so bright, but it's slow.
When he speaks, he sings a song.
Life's so bright, life's so low.
Words mutable on and on.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.